Oswego is a central pillar of the American Indian Program. Around it, we have built our academic programs, student recruitment and retention, faculty with their research and intellectual projects, and our outreach programs. They have all flourished since the opening of Oswego 20 years ago.
Early 70s, 71 or 72, I wrote a nasty letter to the then President Corson and told him that he should be ashamed of himself. There were only two students here. They would ask, well, how many students do you think ever will come here, Native students? And we talked about it for a while, and we came up with the number 50. I understand there's over 50 freshmen coming in this year.
The roots of Oswego spring from concern for student well-being, for establishing a home within a homeland that shelters both Native and non-Native students, fostering their success at Cornell.
And so I welcome you this morning, not simply to the dedication of another building, but to the reaffirmation of an inspiration and a hope of people living together in harmony, in understanding, and in peace.
This building, with its various striking features, positioned so prominently at a corner of the campus, is a very kind of forceful proclamation that Native students and Native communities are here at Cornell, and we have something powerful and important to say.
As we've heard about so eloquently from Frank and from Jane, the completion of Oswego 20 years ago was a milestone. And just in case you don't know, it was not only a tremendous milestone here and an education for Cornell, but it was a milestone throughout American higher education because it was the first, to my knowledge, first university residence hall and program house in our nation dedicated to Native American culture. And it made a very strong statement, obviously, not only to the Cornell community, but to the entire higher education community.
From its inception, Oswego has welcomed and hosted non-Native students. Ron LaFrance, at the opening of Oswego in 1991, declared that every student living in Oswego, Native and non-Native, was part of the AIP community, with full access to our services, staff, and faculty. It's a policy that has strengthened all of us.
It is no surprise then in 1998 that Oswego was the first residence hall and residential program to receive the James A. Perkins Prize for Interracial Harmony and Understanding for, quote, making the most significant contribution to furthering the ideal of a university community while respecting the values of racial diversity.
From the perspective of Cornell as an entire university, today's occasion is a most important one and a most compelling one, and I'm thrilled to see such a good turnout. It speaks to the priority of the diversity of our campus, from students to staff to faculty to visitors. It speaks as well to the priority on offering excellent courses and programs and extracurricular opportunities for students to learn in depth. And as we all know, just as much student learning occurs away from the classroom as it does in the classroom. And this is a beautiful seat of learning for many of our students. And it also reminds us of something else that we need to remember and be told again and again and again, that our university stands on the ancestral territory of the Cuga Nation, and that we are neighbors to other Haudenosaunee people. So on this 20th anniversary of Oswego, our thanks, my thanks, and on behalf of the whole university community and of the 240,000 alumni, thanks to the founders, to the contributors, to the current leaders, to the ongoing leaders who have made this program and this building the wonderful reality that it is, and my warmest personal congratulations to the staff and faculty and students who are the heart of this most important program. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.